Liz Cheney, United States Representative, a Republican, 54 years old, born in Madison, Wisconsin. Maybe that's why she's so liberal, but now she is a fake Republican from the great state of Wyoming. She's out, gone, goodbye. Liz Cheney serves as Wyoming's lone member of Congress because their population is so small, they only have one congressman. They actually have two senators because it's based on population. Now, there's a reason why Liz Cheney was outed, because she actually hates Republicans more than most Democrats do. She hates Donald Trump more than most liberals do. And she hates the fact that she doesn't have the power that she assumed that she was going to have because of her last name, being the daughter of Dick Cheney. She thought she would come into Washington and she would run Washington the same way that she witnessed her father doing it. Now, she has been Wyoming's at-large congressional district leader, the only member of Congress from Wyoming in the House since 2017. Cheney was the House Republican chair, conference chair, the third highest ranking position in the House Republican leadership until she got ousted. Now, Liz Cheney got ousted from the role as the House GOP conference chair for one simple reason. She was reciting the Democratic talking points and attacking Republicans and focusing on being obsessed with Donald Trump even after Donald Trump has left office. She's really no different than the AOCs, the Ilhan Omars of the world, the Nancy Pelosis. She has become nothing more than a useful idiot to the left and completely useless for the right. But remember, there's a reason why she can't lead the Republican Party. Because if she does, she can't get elected in the state that she represents, which is a Republican state. If she becomes a Democrat, her career is over. So she's basically been using the Republican Party to gain power, to gain influence, because she knew she couldn't do it among the Democrats. Now, I've been saying now for a long time that if Liz Cheney hates Republicans so much and hates Donald Trump so much, she should actually leave the Republican Party. She should defect, become a Democrat. And what would happen is her career would be over. That is the only reason why she hasn't done it. She knows, by the way, that she's not actually representing the viewpoints of the constituents in Wright, Wyoming. It doesn't matter, because when your last name is Cheney, you should be able to do whatever the hell you want to do. Now, before I get to her most recent comments about how she's attacking Donald Trump after she walked out of the meeting and was fired from her position as being a leader in the Republican Party, and the media is already turning her into some sort of saint, a victim of the evil Donald Trump people, the psychotic conservative movement, and you're supposed to feel sorry for her. Don't. And there's a lot of reasons why you shouldn't. I'm going to read some of those, or actually I'm going to let you hear some of those right now. On Fox News Channel, you had Congressman Jim Jordan, who was on Laura Ingraham's show. He explained why Republicans are getting rid of her, why he was glad to get rid of her, and why enough is enough with dealing with Liz Cheney. Take a listen.
Tomorrow, House Republicans will decide whether or not Liz Cheney should remain as GOP conference chair. We tried to warn them. They didn't listen to us. Here's how she spoke about her fellow Republicans tonight.
Remaining silent and ignoring the lie emboldens the liar. I will not participate in that. I will not sit back and watch while others lead our party down a path that abandons the rule of law and joins the former president's crusade to undermine our democracy.
Joining me now, Congressman Jim Jordan, ranking member of the Judiciary Committee. Congressman, your thoughts on what you just heard from Liz Cheney?
You can't have the Republican conference chair reciting Democrat talking points, especially when gas prices are up 50%, there's a crisis on the border, and Democrats are trying to federalize election law and pack the United States Supreme Court. That is not helpful. That is the concern. And that's why 3 months ago, there were a number of us who wanted to make a change. That change, in fact, will happen tomorrow, Laura. And I think that's a good thing for our party. You want our party spokesperson to be in tune with more than a single-digit percentage of the party. 90-some percent of the party disagree with Congresswoman Cheney. There needs to be a change. And again, I think that's going to happen tomorrow, and I think it'll be a strong vote.
Jim Jordan's words saying, quote, you can't have the Republican conference chair reciting Democratic talking points especially when gas prices are up 50%. There's a crisis on the border, and Democrats trying to federalize election law and pack the United States Supreme Court. Jim Jordan is right. He's absolutely right in saying that. What Liz Cheney should be doing is she should be focused on this current administration. If she hates Donald Trump so much, good. That's fine. He's gone. Why are you still going after him? Why are you still obsessing with bringing down Donald Trump? In fact, even after she was kicked out of her leadership role, she then went on to say that her goal was going to be to make sure that Donald Trump never got back to the White House. That woman, or any man that said that, for people that are going to scream, Ben, that's sexist. Okay, if a man said that in Congress, a Republican, that person cannot be trusted in leadership. There is a reason why even her allies didn't defend her. The only person that came out to defend her was one person, a Republican, Adam Kinzinger, from Illinois, who is already on his way out the door as well, as he's a useful idiot for the Democrats. He spends more time on CNN than he does on any other news network as a Republican. And so there was massive support for removing Liz Cheney. He was right. She shouldn't be in her position as number three in the House Republican leadership. It was so strong, the support to get rid of her on Wednesday, that they didn't even need a formal vote to even happen. She was removed by a voice vote. Former Democratic Representative Jeff Van Drew said that the vote of no confidence was a loud voice vote, which Cheney failed. Say no one, apparently, is what others are reporting. No one spoke up to defend her, including Kinzinger. Now, yes, afterwards he went outside, right, of course, and he mouthed off to the cameras about this is a travesty, yada, 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 yada. There's no debate inside the room, CNN reported. It was done by voice vote. Virginia Fox offered the resolution. McCarthy told conference it was time to unify, and conference kicks Cheney out of leadership. All done within 20 minutes. Good. That's what efficiency looks like. It's about damn time. And now Republicans are going to have to deal with the blowback from the media and the scorned, angry Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney, quote, won't move on and stop speaking about the threat to American democracy posed by Donald Trump for a simple reason. It hasn't gone away. That's what CNN is reporting about people around her of what they've said. She is not going to stop. In fact, she decided, I'm going to go out to the microphone. I want you to listen to this, and I want you to tell me if this is a woman that should have been number three in charge in the Republican Party. The answer is clearly no. This is sounds like something AOC would say. Yet this is a Republican who is the number three in charge. This is a terrible person to be in charge of the Republican Party. Take a listen.
Forward, and I plan to lead the fight to do that.
Congresswoman, how concerned are you that former President Trump might end up back in the Oval Office, and what are you prepared to do for that?
I will do everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office. We have seen the danger that he continues to provoke with his language. We have seen his lack of commitment and dedication to the Constitution. And I think it's very important that we make sure whomever we elect is somebody who will be faithful to the Constitution.
Last question.
Now, I will do everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office. Let's look at where we are in this country right now. Liz Cheney's the number three in charge of the Republican Party. Number three, folks. Number three. Let's look at where we are in this country. In the first 100 days of Joe Biden, you killed the Keystone XL pipeline. Now we got the other pipeline that we have in this country under attack. We have people out of gas like we're in the 1970s under Jimmy Carter. You have $3 a gallon gas national average, and that's going up. We have hyperinflation and the worst 2 days that we've had in months on Wall Street because people are terrified of how much money we're spending. You have unemployment rates that have gone now up, not down, because we paid people, because the Democrats are idiots, more money to stay home than actually go to work. We have a crumbling dollar, which is causing issues. You have rising, like I said, unemployment, border crisis, an open border crisis, and the Democrats are doing nothing to fix it. Hell, they haven't even gone to the border to look at it because it's all being done on purpose. It's designed to overrun the border, and they want people to overrun the border. You've got Antifa terror squads all over the country that are still wreaking havoc on liberal cities and torching whatever they want to do with no accountability. You have police that are under attack. You have skyrocketing homicide rates in this country. And then foreign issues. Israel is burning. China is getting bigger. And we're now telling people you still have to be masked after you've been vaccinated. Yeah. The CDC director is saying, well, you still need to have that mask on when you're outside, even if you're vaccinated. And now these masks may become seasonal mandates from the government, where every year you just wear this mask during certain seasons when we tell you to. So back to Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney. She's not focused on any of that. As a number three Republican, she's focused on Donald Trump.
How concerned are you that former President Trump might end up back in the Oval Office, and what are you prepared to do for that?
I will do everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office. We have seen the danger that he continues to provoke with his language. We have seen his lack of commitment and dedication to the Constitution. And I think it's very important that we make sure whomever we elect is somebody who will be faithful to the Constitution.
This is why you don't deserve to be in leadership. It's really that simple. She also attacked her own colleagues. Her own colleagues, when she said this.
Conference meeting. I am absolutely committed, as I said last night, as I said just now to my colleagues, that we must go forward based on truth. We cannot both embrace the big lie and embrace the Constitution. And going forward, the nation needs it. The nation needs a strong Republican Party. The nation needs a party that is based upon fundamental principles of conservatism. And I am committed and dedicated to ensuring that's how this party goes forward, and I plan to lead the fight to do that.
You can lead that fight all you want to. Doesn't mean anyone's going to follow you. When the media tries to tell you that this woman deserves to be looked at as a hero, don't buy into it. She is spending her time continuing to assault and attack every supporter of Donald Trump, even while Donald Trump's gone, and not doing anything to stop the hardcore left, which goes back to Jim Jordan's. Jim Jordan, this Republican leader from Ohio, I said months ago, we got to get rid of this woman. He also had this to say on Fox.
Now, how is anything she's saying different from any garden variety left-wing pundit on MSNBC? I mean, they're literally citing her every morning on MSNBC and talk about her plight and how courageous she is. Like, if Republicans are getting praised by that crowd, isn't that kind of an obvious, that's not the person you want leading the party?
No, and this is not new. This happened on January 13th when the Democrats went with their impeachment. I was the guy charged with managing our time on the Republican side, and all we heard was Steny Hoyer and other Democrats reciting statements that Congresswoman Cheney had made. But it goes back even further. How about the Russian bounty story last summer, which we all knew was bogus? But what did Liz do? She tweeted out against the president that very day. Why not just pick up the phone, call the White House and ask them, is there any truth to this story? They would have been glad to tell her, happy to tell her that there was nothing to it. And we now know there was nothing to it. So,
by the way, what he's describing right now, what Jim Jordan is describing right now, and this goes back months and months. So remember what he's saying right here, is Liz Cheney wanted power. This is what I told you about with the Rhino Republicans, the swamp that she is a part of. These people would rather be in the minority and lose every day on Capitol Hill and have power than have to be in the shadow of an actual leader like Donald Trump. This is why Mitt Romney had no problem with Donald Trump losing, because he felt like it would give him a voice and a bigger microphone. The same thing with Liz Cheney. She saw an opportunity to become bigger, have a bigger voice, a bigger microphone, if she could get rid of Donald Trump, if she could slap him around, if she could attack Donald Trump. They couldn't stand the fact. Paul Ryan's another one of those guys, right? Anytime they come out now, it's something negative against Donald Trump. You look at the former Speaker of the House, Boehner, same thing. He comes out only and they cover him when he says something negative about Donald Trump. Liz Cheney would rather be important and be in the minority than be in the majority and actually get stuff done. She doesn't care about this country the way that you and I care about this country. She cares more about her personal power than she does about the good of the nation. It's proof by what he just described. What Jim Jordan's just described is spot on. And I'm going to back it up. But remember, She put out a fake news story about Donald Trump to hurt Donald Trump last year. Didn't check it with the White House because she was wanting to get her microphone back, just like Mitt Romney did.
White House and ask him, is there any truth to this story? They would have been glad to tell her, happy to tell her that there was nothing to it. And we now know there was nothing to it. So that this has been a pattern. And I think, frankly, now there's just enough of our conference who've said, we got to make a change. And it's going to happen tomorrow morning.
Again, we tried to warn them and they didn't listen.
Laura Ingraham, by the way, is absolutely right. There were many Republicans that said, what the hell is Liz Cheney doing in a Republican leadership role in the first place? They were trying to keep the rhinos in line by giving them a rhino. They figured that a female with last name Cheney would be safe. This is the problem with the GOP establishment. This is the problem with the Mitt Romneys, Liz Cheneys of the world. They need to realize that this never ends well for the conservative movement. Stop doing the McCain, Cheney, Romney thing. They need to listen to conservatives and understand that the Republican Party has moved away from the rhinos because we got tired of losing. And Liz Cheney should have never been in this role of leadership. No one that makes a statement like she made, quote, I will do everything I can to ensure that the former president, Donald Trump, never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office. If she fought with this much vigor against Joe Biden and the hardcore socialist left, I'd have some respect for her. But she's not, because she doesn't mind what they're doing. She doesn't mind at all. I wish she'd fight this hard for American jobs. You know, look at Biden canceling the Keystone Pipeline. His energy secretary says the pipe is the best way to transport fuel, but we canceled it anyway. We now have a fuel shortage in this country because of a pipeline that was shut down by hackers. You think she's talking about that? Nope, not at all. What should Liz Cheney be focusing on? How about focusing on actually protecting and defending our staunchest ally in the Middle East right now? You know, critics are ripping Joe Biden for not fully supporting Israel, who is just trying to protect themselves. You've got Arab citizens, for example, of Israel, who went on a rampage last night against their Jewish neighbors, setting synagogues, plural synagogues, on fire, attacking Jewish-owned stores, and forcing authorities to evacuate Jewish citizens, residents. The attack, which is being called a pogrom, mob violence against Jews, is one of the worst experiences in the region since the 1930s, in the days before the Israeli statehood, when Palestinian Arab leaders incited locals to attack Jewish communities, to attack the elderly, to burn down their businesses. This has been accompanied by the Arab riots against Jews in other cities, including the coastal towns of Ark and Jaffa. As Hamas was launching rockets into Israel, Israeli Arabs have been attacking their Jewish neighbors. Photos were put out showing the wrecking of synagogues and the scrolls that they keep of the teachings, the burning down of Israeli businesses. The violence broke out in solidarity, quote-unquote, with Palestinian riots in Jerusalem and rocket attacks launched from the Gaza Strip by terrorists. Another synagogue was on fire in Lod, set aflame by a mob of Arab residents responding to the calls from Hamas to torch Israel. Where's Liz Cheney on this? Oh, no. She's not focused on that. She's focused on Donald Trump. Where's the media on this, by the way? Because you have a lot of innocent people that are being killed. Oh, they'll cover it. Don't worry. They'll cover it as long as it's a Palestinian that they can put on TV that's been hurt or killed. You got all these rockets, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, being shot at the same time so that the defense mechanisms of Israel can't catch all these rockets with their Iron Dome, right? You try to overrun the system, the Iron Dome protection system. And then at the same time, you activate, which should be called a terror cell, these terror cells within Israel of the Arab residents there, and the Arab rioters confronted the Jewish residents. Luckily, one of the Arab men was shot and killed in an alleged hate crime as he was trying to beat a Jewish man to death. Local media and locals filmed it. They witnessed the blaze being set in the streets. One girl participating in a parade there to mark Jerusalem Day, the annual celebration of Israel's reunification of Jerusalem, was spat upon by an Arab neighbor. This is a young girl. Police have struggled to contain the violence because it's popping up in so many different places. They said they expect more Arab rioting to happen throughout today and tonight, and it seems to be very organized. Three different synagogues and numerous shops have been set on fire in one local town lot alone. Cars are being attacked. Business vehicles being attacked. Trucks being attacked. All by Jewish-owned businesses only. Police say they are terrified that Jewish residents are stuck in their homes and they can't get to them fast enough, telling the residents to protect and defend themselves. Who's doing it? Gangs of Arab youths that are going street to street, burning stores, smashing windows. Jewish families are huddled at home. You tell me who the terrorist is in this situation. They're terrified of going out. Their cars are being set on fire, hoping they can drag them out of their houses and then attack them. Police are nowhere to be seen. Prime Minister Netanyahu has declared a state of emergency in that town following an emergency meeting with his cabinet about the violence. The Arab violence against Jews has been ongoing since the beginning of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. And so it happened that at the onset of the month, Jews in Jerusalem, Jaffa, and beyond found themselves beset by gangs of Arab thugs who beat them on the streets and light rail cars just because they were Jews. Where's Liz Cheney on this? Where's the White House on this? Where's Mitt Romney on this? This is our biggest ally. They're being attacked. And you have a White House that is being silent. What's scary is you had the former president of the United States of America put out a statement before the current president of the United States of America has put out a statement supporting Israel. And the reason why that statement hasn't come out is because clearly he doesn't support Israel. We're just sitting back and basically saying, hey, we'll see what happens. It is what it is, folks, right? It is what it is. We're just kind of have to see what happens here. We'll let them figure it out. This is how we treat our best ally in the Middle East. And the Democratic Party is attacking Israel on our TV stations in America. The total number of rockets fired in the last 40 hours, over 1,050 rockets have been fired indiscriminately at Israel in a 40-hour period. If you want to know why Israel is having to defend themselves, this is why. They're not on offense, they're on defense. Now, the prime minister did come out, thank goodness, Netanyahu, to explain, quote, I'm going to read from a transcript as this is happening. He says, we are in the midst of a major campaign, Operation Guardian of the Walls, Netanyahu said. He went on to say, quote, yesterday and today, the IDF attacked hundreds of Hamas and Islamic Jihad terrorist targets in the Gaza Strip. We have eliminated dozens of terrorists. We have bombed Hamas command centers and toppled buildings that serve the terrorist organizations. We will continue to attack with full force. We have just finished a consultation assessment of the situation with the heads of the security establishment, and we made decisions. Hamas and Islamic Jihad have paid, and I tell you here, will pay a very heavy price for their aggression. Netanyahu said, I say here this evening, their blood is on their heads. Citizens of Israel, we stand united against a reprehensible enemy. We all grieve for those who have been killed. We all pray for the well-being of the wounded. We all stand behind the IDF and the security forces. I ask everyone without exception to strictly follow the directives of the IDF Home Front Command and enter protected spaces. This saves lives. I tell you something else this evening. This campaign will take time, Netanyahu said. With determination, unity, and strength, we will restore security to the citizens of Israel. That is what a strong leader sounds like. That statement made by Netanyahu is a statement that the White House should have immediately come out and said, we stand with you. They have not. You have a full-scale war that is feared by so many right now, as fighting between Israel and Hamas and the Islamic State escalates amid these airstrikes. And you have a White House that it says, oh, we need to make everything calm. Why not stand behind your ally, an ally that is under attack by more than 1,500 indiscriminate rockets? You have to understand something about these rockets. The terrorists that send these rockets off, they just send them off and hope they kill somebody. Hope they destroy a Jewish home, a Jewish school, a Jewish family. This is not orchestrated, focused attacks on Israeli defense. This is just shoot all these rockets as quick as you can, and let's hope we kill somebody. That's what it is. Don't tell me what Israel is doing is the same thing. It's not. What Israel is doing is protecting themselves. They're not the aggressor here. They're under attack and they're responding. And you should have that right to do that. And America should stand with you. But this administration is not. You got to wonder why. Is it maybe because we're anti-Israel? This administration is? Could it be that John Kerry was giving the plans of what Israel was doing to Iran? Did you ever think about that? And while all this is happening, there's one other thing I just want you to know about. Put this on your radar screen. We've been told that Joe Biden wanted to gift Iran $200 million right after 9/11, no strings attached. I'll save that for you tomorrow on the podcast. Don't forget, please share this with your family and friends so that more people can hear this podcast, as we are still shut out of Facebook from supporting and advocating and sharing this podcast. So we need your help. See you back here tomorrow.